What about lighting Yom Kippur candles, Erev Yom Kippur? We know on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, we light candles. What about on Erev Yom Kippur? So we know, generally speaking, Mayikir, we light candles so we could enjoy the meal when it's light outside, or that it is light outside, so we have candles, because as the Gemara says, a blind person doesn't enjoy his food as much if you can't see what you're eating, so you don't enjoy it as much. In fact, that's what the Shach writes. There's a minig, well, we know there's a locha pigeon aben, Yom Lamed Aleph, but the minig is, l'chatchila, that you have the meal during the day, not at night. So one of the reasons given by the Shach, we don't eat at night, since by a pigeon aben, you just don't want to give the money. It just looks like a transaction. You want it to make it look more like a mitzvah, something chashiv. So therefore, we eat a meal. So therefore, we want to eat a meal during the day, not at night, so we can see the food. So that's a general rule that we light candles on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, so we could enjoy Shalom Bayis, but enjoy basically it's for the Sudo. You don't want to be eating in the dark. Okay. So the question is, on Yom Kippur, there is no meal. In fact, it's usher to eat. You know, well, we have Sudas Erev Yom Kippur. So is there an inyan to light anyway? So there are two minhagim brought down. Some have a minig to light candles on Erev Yom Kippur, and some have a minig not to light. So what's the reason? And it's for the same reason. They both agree that so whether you're single or married, it doesn't make a difference. You have a mitzvah to light Shabbos candles for Shabbos and Yontov. However, all agree if you're single, there is no mitzvah of lighting. If you're married, there is an inyan of lighting. Like, what? Why do we discriminate against the married or singles? Like, well, how come only if you're married, there's a minig according, well, it's a debate, but according to those who say there's a minig to lay, why would you lay? So they point out because the one minig to, you say, is you light the candles is because, why? So since you're not lighting in the dining room because you're not eating, so you say, Dafka, light them in the bedroom. Why do you light them in the bedroom? Because on Yom Kippur, one of the five Inuyim, there's an Isser to have relations with one's wife. So therefore, so you put the candle in the bedroom, there's another Isser. There's an Isser, I guess, to remind you that since you can't, the minig tznias is not to have relations with the lights on or in the light. So therefore, if you put a candle in the room on Yom Kippur night, it'll remind you about the Isser. It's a lot more chomer to have tashmis on Yom Kippur than it is to have tashmis with the light. But the point of the light is just to remind you about the strong Isser, the real Isser of an Isser tashmis on Yom Kippur. And the other meaning is you dafke don't light, since there's no mitzvah of eating. So what about the issue of tashmis? That's exactly why they say don't light. You don't light a candle because while we're concerned, if you're going to light a candle, whether it's in your bedroom or wherever it is, you're going to see how beautiful your wife is, and then you won't be able to control, you'll forget it's Yom Kippur, and you'll go ahead and have relations. So therefore, the minig was not to light an Erev Yom Kippur. So there's two minhagim brought down. So the Machaber brings down that, so this is a machlokes Ashkenaz and Sfarz. So the Rama quotes the minig, and that's the minig Ashkenaz. We make brachas on minhagim. That's why Chati Halu on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, the Rama, even though it's just a minig to light on Erev Yom Kippur, the minig Ashkenaz is to light with a bracha. I spoke to one of the Svardim. He told me that the minig is among many Svardim as well. They light with a bracha. So I'm not sure if there's a minig Svard. I know the two minhagim brought down whether you dafka light candles or you don't. I was just thinking aloud, if according to any minig svard, they lie without a bracha, but he didn't know any people offhand. His minig was to lie with a bracha. And so either way, so those are the different minhagim, lamaisu, minig ashkenaz, and for some svardim as well, even though Erev Yom Kippur is only a minig to lie, nevertheless, we make a bracha.